If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First of all, it's free. Yes, I said it, free. Secondly, there's creation tools that will allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer when the inspiration hits you to record. Thirdly, Anchor will distribute your podcast, meaning it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Talk about a time saver. And last but not least, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. So there you have it. Everything you need to make a podcast all in one. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Can't wait to hear what you create with Anchor.
I may not know where I may get sicknesses from. I may not know where disease may come from. Amen. But I know where healing
comes. The arrival of the kingdom as Babylon falls. Life in the Messiah, the writings on the wall. Repent and believe, soon there will be fire on the floor.
I'll switch my content. Hey, yeah. And I ain't gonna trip off profit. Yeah. Tripping off his, that's toxic. Yeah. I'm God pick, like, yeah.
You rise, homie, take it from me. I see your agenda, but I'm
in the club, pothead, wicked man. Yeah, Jesus still love me. When I didn't love myself, remember, Jesus still love me. It wouldn't be no tears if there was never no sorrow. It wouldn't be a future if it was never tomorrow.
Bookkeeper247.com. Welcome back to our first episode of season 2 of the Mitch Durrell Show with special guest Chris Noel. We would like to thank everyone, including our new listeners, for joining us. In episode 1 of season 2, Mitch Durrell and Chris Noel discussed the elephant in the room of putting yourself in a box as a Christian hip-hop artist and having grace towards others. You'll get a chance to hear how Chris Noel flips the tables as he becomes the interviewer. Also, Mitch Durrell shares an awesome message of some of the fan mails he received. Don't forget, if you really want to help us grow, smash that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the alert button to be notified for the dopest show in hip-hop, The Mitch Durrell Show. Let's go!
You are now rocking with the Mitch Durrell Show, powered by the bookkeeper247.com. I'm Chris T.Y.K. Check out my new single, You Have Me, featuring Alicia Renee, out everywhere.
Yo, what up, everybody? This is Mitch Durrell, and this is the Mitch Durrell Show, season 2, episode 1. And I got my guy, Chris Noel. What's up, bro?
What's good, man? Just happy to be here with you.
I appreciate you, man. So for anyone who doesn't know, me and Chris are super close. I'm hoping this will be more like just a conversation instead of like a formal interview, because I know you very well. But just for the sake of people that don't know you, this should be informative for people. So, easy first question. When did you start doing music in general? Did you start with rap Did you start with something different, and when did that start?
Yeah, for sure. So I would say at the end of high school, I actually did not rap at first. I started as a producer at the end of high school, and there wasn't that many rappers around that I can get to. And so I was like, well, let me just try to see what I sound like over my beats. Right. And then that's when I found out my love for, you know, writing and lyricism and all that fun stuff. So the rest is a rap.
Very dope. A rap. I see what you did there. Yeah. So when did you, let me think this. When did you kind of define like, yo, I want to do hip hop that's different than like what's out there? Like, I want to kind of put a twist on hip hop.
For sure. I think there's a couple of different, that question could be taken in a couple of different ways. Like, so I definitely knew that around 2008 timeframe that I wanted to do hip hop for God. Mm-hmm. And so, because initially I was secular.
Right.
And when I got serious about God, I was like, I can't be talking about this stuff, or I can't approach it like this. So I did switch it up. And that's when I actually first found out about 116, Lecrae, all those good people. And then it took me a long time to actually incorporate, you know, my own craft or build my own brand. You know what right. I'm saying? As far as like what would make me different. I would say in the past like 2 years, bro, honestly, like I really just started getting comfortable with, hey, this is what makes Chris Noel. Like, this is Chris Noel music right here. And so right. Yeah,
what's cool about that, yeah, because you definitely have your own sound. So for people that don't know, you can play the guitar and sing and rap while doing that. So what got you into the guitar? Because that's something like, I think when I was younger, I like tried to play the bass guitar. I was like, this would be cool. And I just like, I didn't really take it seriously. I never
was
learned.
Like, nah.
I was like, like, it's a whole different skill set. Like, people, some of the best rappers ever don't know how to play any instrument. So it's like, what got you into the guitar?
Yeah, man. So, not going to lie. So when I was younger, I would say like, you know how we all go through this identity crisis type thing when we're younger?
Right.
I had friends who listened to alternative, and I tried that out for a season of my life. And like, the guitar was the main instrument, obviously. And I had friends who played the guitar, and I was like, yo, man, like, I really love this thing. Let me try to see if I can play as well. Mm-hmm. Except I found out that it was therapeutic for me, so I just kept with it. You know what I mean? Initially, I planned to play other people's songs, but then I just started making my own like melodies and songs, right, things like that. But I wasn't rapping over it though. I was just making my own songs just to play to myself.
Gotcha.
And so that's what got me into guitar, and I just stuck with it, you know?
I'm jealous, bro. Like, guitar is one of those things where it's like, it's impressive no matter what. Like, if you just pull out a guitar and start playing it, people are like, yo. And then with you, once you start rapping and singing at the same time, it's like, this is out of this world.
I appreciate it.
Of course. So to the CHH thing, well, you consider yourself CHH, Christian Hip Hop, and when did you kind of like consciously decide from I'll make positive Christian music to I'm going to be in CHH, if you ever did that?
Right. No, it's a good question, bro. And I think somebody in another interview, somebody asked me that, and I'm going to keep it like 1,000 with you. So I definitely represent God, Jesus Christ. And that's who I'm giving my gift back to, you know what I mean? But as far as here's what I believe. When we get before God, I don't think that's going to be a question that he asks, were you CHH?
Or right.
Were you a rapper? Were you a Christian rapper? Or, you know what I'm saying, a rapper who
just...
Christian. Yeah. And so I don't think that's going to be a question when we stand before God. And so I tend not to put a whole bunch of emphasis on it. Mm-hmm. And so I literally let people label me whatever they want to label me. I have people who are like CHH or NCHH heavy, like yourself, you know what I'm saying? So I literally just want to love on anybody who's around me, you know what right. I mean? Whether they be secular, whether they be CHH, I'm just going to show you the same love. And so whatever you choose to label me, that's cool, you know what I mean? It is what it is, you know what I mean? I just choose not to focus super heavy on it. I would really, 2008, well, let me just say, I would say, yeah, 2008, after I heard 116, that was the time frame that I was like, that's the direction that God wants me to go.
Right.
And that's, there is a realm of people who are giving their gifts back to God, and it's a real thing. And so I gravitated towards CHH, you know what I mean?
I think it's smart, because we've had this conversation a bunch. It's smart to kind of like not put so much emphasis on the label because for multiple reasons. One of them, like, I didn't even really think about it the way you said it, where, I mean, God's not going to be like, were you CHH or were you a rapper or a Christian? But like, some of the most successful people we see who are Christians who rap didn't box themselves into that. We talk about Toby all the time.
Yeah.
And then someone like NF, and then even maybe you can consider like Chance Rapper and further from that, Kanye is kind of different. But yeah, it's like you can have that impact on different people because you're not boxing yourself in this little box where it's like, oh, I'm CHH.
Yeah.
All these unwritten and written rules that kind of come with that.
Yeah, and let's keep it 1,000, bro. The thing is, once somebody hears that you are a certain thing, this goes outside of music as well. Once you tell somebody, oh, I'm this, mm-hmm, they automatically, their mind gravitates towards, oh, he must be this, yep, or he's gonna talk about this, or he's about this life. And so I would rather the art speak for itself than for you to already have some type of preconceived notion of what I represent. You know what I mean? And so they'll figure it out, bro, just like, you know, just like at your job. Like,
yeah,
when something crazy is going on and you just choose not to participate, I'm like, huh, I wonder why he's not doing that.
Exactly.
Or I wonder why he doesn't cuss, he doesn't smoke.
Right.
They'll figure it out, you know what I mean? Exactly. So
yeah, that's definitely something I got to work on when it comes to, like, just letting the music speak. Because I always find myself, and it's probably because I've kind of ingrained myself so much into CHH, which I'm not gonna say it was a mistake, but it's what I did when I was first starting. I was like, I'm CHH through and through. But it's like, I find myself defending myself before I've even played my music, where I'm like, I'm in CHH, it's Christian hip hop, but it's not what you think. Instead of just being like, I'm a rapper. Like, I don't think I've ever even just said that to somebody. Like, I say I'm a rapper and then instantly it's like, I'm a Christian. Like, I should just let it play and then they'll figure it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Instead of...
This is crazy. I mean, you're completely right, bro. Like, so for instance, I know both of us work at Duke, you know what I'm saying? So the thing is, when somebody, I check in people, check out people, whatever. So when somebody walks up to the desk, I don't go, I'm a Christian checkout person. So you got to act a certain way around me, bro. I don't do that. You know what I'm saying? I just,
right,
just do my job. And if a situation comes up to where it warrants me representing God, you know what I mean? Then I do so.
Right.
But it's like, I'm a Christian Duke employee and this, that, and the third. I'm like, bro, I don't, it's not realistic.
Like, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah, man, you know what I mean? So
that's a real quick little tangent. The funniest, I don't know if you know Jason, J-A-S-X-N. He tweeted today, it kind of blew up. He was like, should Christians breathe secular air?
I saw that, bro, and I chuckled. Yeah, I was like, yo.
That was hilarious. Because, like, it's like a joke, but it's also real, because I guarantee you there'd be someone that's like, well, we shouldn't be. It's just like, we live, we're in the world, not of the world. So like, but you're still in the world. You're going to be around. There's not one job I can think of other than like preacher where you're going to be around Christians 20, or even then you're not going to be around them 24/7. So it's like, there's no need for you to be like, I'm a Christian checkout person. You got to be this way.
It's just unnecessary, bro. And a lot of these things, that's what I'm saying. I feel like a lot of these things, these constraints we put on ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's a fact.
You know what I mean? Like, think about it, even when Jesus was walking around and he saw the adulteress at the well, you know what I'm saying? Or the, like, it's not the adulteress, I'm sorry, I'm tripping, messing my stories up. But, like, it was the super religious people who were like, look what he's doing, this and the third, you know what I'm saying? He was like, bro, I'm out here trying to love on folks.
Exactly.
Like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? And so, like, again, it's always the religious, you know what I'm saying? The religion that puts constraints and tries to restrain and all that type of stuff. I'm like, bro, like, I really feel like God, we can breathe regular air. It doesn't have to be Christian.
Exactly. I think we talk about people that get a little too legalistic where it's like, you're just scaring away. Like, I had this debate with Coop earlier in the year talking about what Christian artist or album is more effective when it comes to like spreading the gospel. And it was like, was it Kanye's, what was that project? The Christian project he put out.
I know what you're talking about. Cause we did a little song.
Yeah. Joint. I can't remember the name of it for some reason. Oh my goodness. Jesus King, right? Yeah. Jesus King.
It's like a blue dick.
Yeah. Sweet. I think it's Jesus King. Was it that? And I said, or Good Kid, Mad City. And while, like, Jesus King is very, like, explicitly Christian and about, like, the Bible, I said Good Kid, M.A.A.D City might relate to more people because Kendrick tells a whole story throughout the album of how he used to be this way and hang out with these people and do these things, and then eventually like found God and then kind of changed his life around, and now he's prospering, you know? So right. It's like, I feel like that almost will relate to more people in the world instead of just kind of preaching out verses that only people who are already Christians would understand, or like stuff that you wouldn't know. So both are impactful, but I feel like if you only, to use CHH for example, if you only hang out in the little CHH bubble and are rapping for each other and the little CHH fans and artists, you're not reaching anybody else.
That's real, bro. And I know that people, and that's a whole different conversation. I know that people have said like, yo, CHH, they're just rapping to each other. Right.
It feels like it's
fun. And just to add on to what you were saying, bro, like, I feel like you have to meet people where they are.
Yeah.
Like, I can't just go to somebody on the block who's really never, maybe they've heard of God and Jesus, but they don't really know the intricacies about the gospel.
Right.
And I can't just go to them and start talking about parables.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, bro, I don't know what the heck you're talking about, bro. I mean, like, are you on that God stuff? Because it's sounding weird right now. Like, you know, it's so, like, you're right. You know what I'm saying? And then the other thing is people are at different levels in their walk.
Exactly.
While somebody may be Christian, it doesn't necessarily mean that they're where you are in your walk with God. And so I think that's the beautiful thing about CHH. You know what I'm saying? There's different music in different lanes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That
are where they are. But as far as the music reaching the lost, I feel like it just depends on where they are.
Yeah.
But I do agree. The other one with Kendrick, I feel like that... I think it may be a little bit more effective because you can't speak Chinese to somebody, you know what I'm saying, who doesn't understand it.
Exactly.
You
know what I mean? Exactly.
So,
and then, sir, well, like, quick left turn. So I know that you're super, it's actually perfect tangent because you said Chinese. You're really into languages.
Oh, yeah, I love them.
Explain where that came from, because, like, everyone was forced to take, like, Spanish in elementary school, at least when I was.
Oh, yeah. And
so I took Spanish, learned a decent bit of it, and then I took Spanish in middle school. I took Spanish in high school. I took like 3 courses in college, and I don't know any Spanish. Like, I know very little Spanish. So like it like baffles me that you not only love languages but can like rap in different languages. Speak. I can barely speak English. So explain that.
Yo, 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 it's your boy YJO with Enoch Flow Records, letting you know if you need beats, engineering, graphic design, website creation, Enoch Flow is the way to go. I'm gonna tell you why. Beats and engineering. All beats are produced by yours truly, exclusively with no leases. And I'll even throw engineering in there for you. Graphic design and website creation. Bring your next single, EP, or album artwork to life with DC Graphics, led by Damian Clinton, best graphic designer in the business. That's no cap. Get all these services and more only at Enoch Flow Records. Peace.
Speak. I can barely speak English, so explain that.
No, bro. Like, so, man, since a kid, I've always been surrounded by different cultures and whatnot, and a lot of us have, but I've always been, like, a linguist at heart, bro, and I feel like it's just coming out of my art. I've been around Spanish, like, forever, being from Texas. And a big part of it, when I started out, bro, I just didn't like the fact that people were talking around me and I didn't understand
them.
I was like, hold up, bro, you could be talking about me and my grandma, bro. Like,
right. So
I wouldn't know, you know what I mean? And so when I was like young, I would say around 12 or 13, I was like, I can learn languages. Like, there's, you know what I'm saying? Word by word, I can actually learn this thing. And so I started to learn. By the time I, in middle school and high school, like, that was my stuff, you know what I mean? In class, or obviously because I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And so that's how Spanish came about. I just stayed on it. I tended to be around just a lot of Hispanic, bro, people.
Right.
And so it's easier when you're surrounded by the culture and the language to, like, get up. Makes it a lot easier to learn the language. My pops is from Haiti, and so the Creole, that's obviously where that, you know what I'm saying, came in. And yeah, bro, like, I just love different cultures and languages and try to, you know what I'm saying, honor those cultures and languages.
Right.
You know what I'm saying, with speaking and putting it in the music. So
it's dope, because then, I mean, just from a pure reach standpoint, you can reach more people if you can speak, literally speak their language. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Like, that's something I think really benefits you, especially the spit, because we talk about, I've had this conversation with a few people a lot, where Spanish, especially in CHH, is like becoming a huge thing. I don't know if it already was, but it feels like it's becoming more of a thing with like Tommy Royale and RG and just
for sure
at the top. But it's like some of the songs that can relate to Hispanic people like seem to blow up, because it's like, oh, like this is relating to our culture. This is actually like for us. So the fact that you can like have a verse that has any Spanish in it, anytime I'll play it with people that are Hispanic, they're just like, yo, like just the fact that it's like, oh, is this dude Hispanic? You know how many times people have asked me, is Chris Hispanic? And I'm like, nah. They're like, well, how does he know? I'm just like, nah. So you literally are able to reach more people that way.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing, bro. I honestly think that people they honor that. You know what I'm saying? Like me, you went on tour to Spain. I just said this. Me, you went on tour to Spain right now, and we didn't speak Spanish. You know what I mean? And we had to get an interpreter to, when we go on stage, and be like, all right, tell them what we're saying. Right. Rather than like, okay, I know these guys are Black, so they're not Hispanic. You know what I'm saying? It's time to actually learn our language and our culture, and they came over here to love on us.
That's right. Exactly.
You can see that, you know? And so.
Completely agree, sir.
Yeah.
Bigger kind of loaded question. What would you say your goal is for your music? Like, I love asking artists this, because it's like everyone really has a different reason they make music and a different, like, literally goal. Like, whether it's like, oh, I want to be able to make money to feed myself, or I want to be able to reach people, or I just do it because it's cathartic. Like, what would you say your ultimate, like, goal is for your music?
So for me, what success, what that would look like for Chris Noel, mm-hmm. With music, is for me just to never lose the love and to continue creating and have some type of longevity. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I would want to do it full time in the sense of, oh, I have to do this. What I have to do this collab to keep the lights on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I never want to get to the point where I am forced to do music in order to, you know, support my lifestyle. Yeah. And so, I always want to just have it as a love. But don't get it twisted. It's not that I don't take it serious. You know what I'm saying? But I do want to tour. I would like to tour the world. That's a goal for me. You know what I mean? And to just go to different countries, obviously. But I would say, yeah, man, just to be influential and just to love on people in different languages with the music, continue being outside the box, and just not to lose sight of why, like, I'm doing it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Just, I don't want to get caught up in the politics. I think that's a really, really big goal of mine, just, like, not to get caught up in the craziness. So
I feel you. I feel like it's hard, because the more success you find, it seems like people closer to the top seem to lose the reason they started, you know?
Yeah, that's real talk.
Yeah. this is a fun one. What's one of the biggest challenges of being an artist? Like, one of the things where you're like, I like being an artist, but this one thing, I can't stand it. Like, I could leave it if possible.
You want me to keep it? I'm going to keep it 1,000 with you, bro. Yep. Well, there's a couple of things for me. Mm-hmm. I'll say this. Looking to the left and to the right, what other people are doing, and just, like, not focusing on what God has you doing, I think that's, like, a really big thing. Right. Because you can get lost, and, man, you, like, on a whole nother path, and God has you over here. But you're looking because you're trying to do whatever. Yeah. And I would say, honestly, bro, just, and I'm keeping it 1,000 with you, bro, like, dealing with egos and finding out that everything is not as it seems, even within age. I think that within my journey, you know what I'm saying, there's definitely been some letdowns, like, you know, meeting people or whatnot, bro, but, like, God showed me grace, so I got to do the same thing. But it's one of those things where you sort of, once you find out how things are, you readjust and you keep it moving, bro.
Right. It's interesting. It really is one of those, like, grass seems much greener somewhere else, but it's not, or all that glitters is not gold type of thing, where it's like, even in, like, my little found success, it's like something that I thought would have made me the happiest person, and, like, that would have been all I needed for success.
Bro.
Get it? You're just like, this is so, like, perfect example. I remember when I, in, like, 2018, I think, I had gotten cool with Poetics, and he was one of the first producers because Rapzilla started adding producers to the freshman list.
Yeah.
And he made it. And I remember just kind of being like, yo, bro, like, what's life like now that you're a freshman? And he's literally like, it's the same, bro. Like, he was literally like, and that like kind of blew my mind at the time. So I'm like, this is the only thing that you need, right? And it's just like, it didn't pay me. Like, it's like, he was like, I'm honored. It was like a big thing, but it's not life changing. Like, it's not like this is the end all be all. So this is one of those things where it's like, once you reach certain goals or you get to certain places you thought would be like, this will make me happy. It's like, this isn't what I thought at all.
It's not even like that, bro. And yo, and just to add to that, so I took this lesson from the military. Mm-hmm. So when you first come into the military, people treat you a certain type of way because you're new. You know what I'm saying? You're lower rank. And what I discovered is I didn't like the way I was treated. I didn't like seeing other people being treated like that. So what happens is as you gain rank, you gain the power to change things.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so the thing is, and it's really, and this is where grace and letting go and just, I honestly genuinely loving on people, this is where this all comes in. I didn't like, there's been some situations where I just have like not liked how the outcome and how they went. And so as you, because I've seen you grow, bro. We've both grown, you know what I mean? And so the thing is, like, as you grow, you have the opportunity to change things. And when the same types of situations come up and they're before you, like, you can literally say, like, you know what? I remember I was in this situation, somebody didn't see, or I didn't like it how it was. And so I'm going to do the opposite.
Right.
You change, you know what I'm saying? You change the atmosphere. You have the power to change the atmosphere and how situations go. Right. And so that's like one big thing that I'm trying to work on and do as well, bro, because, you know what I mean? Like, the whole clout, all that type of stuff, and the egos. I'm like, bro, like, it's, for me, it's hysterical, bro, because it's like, bro, like, us in CHH, we're such a small percentage of music anywhere.
Cool. Yeah.
Back. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know that it's just sort of funny to see how we act sometimes, man. So I just try to genuinely love them folk, bro, and keep it moving, bro.
completely feel you. Okay, so opposite, what's your favorite thing about being an artist? I'll tell you my favorite thing. Honestly, I don't know if I found it. A lot of people say performing. For me, my favorite thing is probably writing. Writing or recording. Or like when you listen to like a master of a song for the first time. Something like that type of stuff is some of my favorite stuff. What would you say your favorite thing is?
Similar to yours, that whole master thing, taking something from the ground up and just building it, you know what I'm saying? The entire song, I like building songs from the ground up. Mm-hmm. And so, so when you have like a vibe in your head, like think about when you first started the song, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then like after you hit a master and then you think back to where I was like, bro, I remember when this whole thing was just a little melody.
Yeah, right.
It's a beautiful thing. And then you can even push it further when you go and look at your streams. It's like, yo, this joint got this many thousand streams, or this, you know what I'm saying? But I remember in the car.
It was literally.
It wasn't anything, bro.
Exactly. That is cool to think, because somebody reminded me of that. They were like, I wish I could do what you do. Like, you take things that are literally nothing, you write words down, put it together into a song, and then it's not even like just done there. Like what you said, like then thousands of people hear it. People might know the lyrics, people repost it. It's like, I took something that was nothing and it affected somebody in a way where it like resonates with them. They're like I like to check when people, one, when they follow me on Spotify, and two, when they save the song. Mm-hmm. That shows that they were like, oh, I don't just like this, I'm gonna listen to this more.
Right.
And it's like, yo, this was nothing, and now this is something somebody listens to like daily.
Bro, that's like, honestly, like that's a ginormous blessing, bro. Like, that's a blessing that God is like putting before us. Like, for somebody to like our art that much,
right?
Choose to do that. That's crazy.
To like pay for it, you know, like directly, yeah. Like that type of thing. Like literally today, I'll send it to you later. But a fan, like 2-3 weeks ago, when I was doing my GoFundMe, they were like, "Oh, I don't have like anything I can pay with online, but I could like mail you something." And it finally came today. It was like a card and then like a handwritten letter and like cash, which yeah. I honestly cared least about the cash. But I was just like, the fact that you took the time to write this letter to me and you're like, oh, I like getting to know you as an artist and like I'm looking forward to stuff. Like that's always yeah, so crazy to me because it's like, yo, like I'm just a regular dude making songs, but I'm affecting somebody who I might not ever meet in real life yeah, enough for them to be willing to send something across the country to me, you know?
Yeah, super dope, bro.
Crazy, man. Last couple questions. I know you just dropped a song. You got anything coming this year? You can talk about the song you just dropped and anything you got coming for the future 2021.
So for sure, man. So I got two more songs dropping this month, so keep a lookout for that. I'm sure that you guys will enjoy these. Definitely doing fitting in my own lane. You know what I mean? I've definitely found like a lot of people overseas in the islands that I'll be working with. Languages. And so, yeah, you might, you know what I'm saying, learn something new language-wise. So just be looking out for that. And yeah, just like super strong singles and be looking out for some visuals this year. And so,
man, that's the word of the year for me, visuals.
Visuals, yeah.
Question I ask everybody, and hopefully eventually I won't have to ask this anymore. How has the pandemic affected you? Like maybe personally as an artist, has it made it harder? Has it been a blessing? Like how has quarantine, all of that? Because like quick side, like it's almost been a year since we did the Staying Inside music video.
Bro, that's like, immediately you asked the question. My mind went back to me putting you in the
Oh my goodness. It's almost been a year. Like I was just like, it felt like we just did that. And it's almost been a year. And that was when all this started.
Time moves so fast, bro.
Crazy how long it's been already. But yeah, how has it affected you?
Honestly, just made me grind harder now because I can't do anything else. Yeah, man, it just made me sit down and look at some other areas, aspects of the craft like that I need to sharpen and just keep it moving, bro. Trying to build relationships, obviously, like I said before, with people overseas, and just focusing on what God put in my lap, bro, at the end of the day.
Right.
Because I feel like it's easy to, you know what I mean, look at CHH or the music as a whole and it's like, just get, you know what I'm saying, get distracted. And so, like, I've just really been focusing on what's in my lap this year.
Something I tweeted the other day was like, no matter where you're at, like, as an artist, don't get down on yourself. Like, think about, there's literally thousands, if not millions of other artists who would love to be where you are. So like, even if you've recorded two songs, like before I ever really got into rapping, everyone starts by just like writing raps or whatever. Like I would have done anything to be able to just say I have songs that are recorded somewhere. So that are on, like, I was like, how do you get stuff on iTunes and Spotify? That sounds impossible.
That's
like,
crazy,
before you know
yeah.
anything. So it's like, even if you just have a song or two out and you got like 10 listeners, it's like, I guarantee you there's thousands of kids that are like writing raps in a notebook that are like, I wish I could find a microphone to
bro,
record.
Oh, that's cool. That's
exactly. So,
so
it's like for me, I don't even like, it's hard. Some people will say like Cody and other people will be like, yo, I'm trying to get where you're at and you're doing all these big things. And it's like, sometimes I get down because I feel like I've reached like a level of success for myself, but it's also like, oh, I haven't done this. I haven't done that. There's
right
around me. But then I have to sit and be like, yo, there's literally thousands of artists, like people I know personally, not from a jealousy standpoint, but just from like a standpoint of like, yo, I would like love to be where Mitch is at in his career right now. And I wish that I had done this, that, and that. So there's no need for me to be like, oh man, like I am a failure and I'm not doing as well as such and such over here.
Yeah, that's real tough. That's real tough, bro. I remember that though. That's the crazy thing. I remember being in high school and I had people who were older than me who rapped and were like a little bit in the Texas scene.
Right.
Who was a little more ingrained in the Texas scene. And I was like, bro, I want to be like that when I grow up.
Exactly.
Dude's got a recording studio in their house, this, that, and the third, but I don't want to pay $50 an hour.
Exactly.
Damn, bro. Like, and so I went out and got me a little mic and figured out how to do it. You know what I'm saying? Messing with Fruity Loops, like all this stuff. But it's like, but I remember me back then compared to, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Like, if you can just like shift your mind to how you were before and think about, wow, like, God has
come a long way, man.
Come a long way, you know what I mean? And so, no, I get that, bro.
It's crazy. It's because I really do think everyone started with their like, because like finding, especially when you're younger, getting a microphone seems impossible. It's like, I ain't got $200-$300 and I don't have like a way to set up a studio, and I live with my parents. Like, I ain't got anywhere to, and then I got to pay someone to like, what's mixing and match? Like, if you don't know any of it, you're just like, this seems impossible. In middle school, there was one kid who did music and had like a home studio where I recorded at like once. But I remember he had stuff on iTunes, and that was the coolest thing to everybody. They're just like, you have stuff on iTunes and you get like some money from it? How do you do that? And so like, now if you had told that version of me, like, yo, when you're like 24, you're gonna like, people, like thousands of people are gonna stream your stuff and you're gonna have like a home studio set up, I'd be like, that's crazy. Like, what? Yeah, am I happy? Like, that's I've made it.
Yeah, that's dope though, bro. That's dope, man. So, hey, let me flip it around on you real quick, bro. So, and I never asked you this. So, what is your goal? What is success to Mitch Darrell, like, as far as music?
It's a tough one, man. So, it's tough because, like, I have always felt the way where I always would just make music for me. Like, I knew other people would hear it and I wanted them to. Right. But I was originally writing raps and, like, recording them because it made me feel better. Like, it helped me with like anxiety and helped me get out. It's still to this day is cathartic. So it's like, I literally say, if nobody listened to my music, I'd still make it for me. Now that I have like a fan base or like a following of people that look to me for music, it's a little different because it's like, I have affected people even not intentionally. So it's like, do I want to go a route where I'm like, this is the main reason I want to do this? Or am I just going to be like, I don't know. I feel like for me, it's almost better for me to be like, I'm gonna make songs that help me as a person, whether it's a song about anxiety or just like my life or just fun. And whoever it reaches is who it's gonna reach. Like, I've never made a song being like, I hope it reaches this person in this specific way and it helps, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just write songs that'll help me. And I've learned this. It's kind of like, I mentioned this in a song I did. The reason I say I do music, and if no one listened to it, I'd listen to it. It's kind of like getting ready to preach a sermon, but you're only preaching it in the mirror, where it's like, people might be like, oh, that's useless. But it's like, nah, because like anytime I do a sermon, it's for me, it's stuff I need to hear. That's the whole reason I do it. So it's like, but then if I go out and do the sermon, somebody might be like, yo, I really needed to hear that. That affected me this way. And it's like, y'all didn't even know it was going to affect you that way. I was just doing something that would help me, and I'm human, and other people go through the same stuff. So
that's dope, though, man.
Yeah, I think what I would say is I'm going to keep doing music because it helps me, and it will help people in the long run. And I think eventually I'll start, you know, trying to make songs more intentional to that purpose. But like right now I'm doing the Rap Should Be Fun project. It's still Christian, obviously, but it's like, it's because everyone needs like fun music sometimes to listen to. Like, not every song needs to be super sad and depressing. You're a Christian. Like, it can be fun. But.
Hey, no, that's crazy though. Just thinking about what you were saying. Have you ever listened to one of your songs that's like dumb old, like super old, bro? And again, you get to see where you came from, not just skill wise, but where your mental state was when you wrote that song. And so it's sort of like a diary, if you will. It's like an audio diary. Life, you know what I'm saying? And it's because like I've literally heard songs that I've done like when I was in high school, and it's like, yo, that one is great. What was I thinking?
Was I okay? Like, what?
Yeah, bro. But it's cool, though. It's like, yo, but I've grown as a person. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Somebody received it back then, so you know what I'm saying? It's interesting, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Now I feel you. And that's why I think I'll always record something. Because imagine, like, imagine Jay-Z goes back and listens to his older stuff. It's literally, like you said, a diary. It's like, oh, yeah, I can literally listen to my life up until this point. Music I put out this year is way different than like the Star Wars theme project I put out when I was 20, 21, and then like the very first thing I put out when I was like 20. But I appreciate you being here with me. This was a good one. This was, like I said, since I already knew you, it was gonna be more like a conversation.
My pleasure, bro. It's an honor, man.
Oh, last thing, let the people know where to find you on the socials.
Of course. So you can find me at Who Is Chris Noel, all social media outlets. It's going to be Who Is, my name is K-R-I-S-N-O-E-L, just like Christmas, all one word. If you get a chance, please check out the latest single that I dropped with my boy Faino, White Flag. Definitely, we got some new singles coming out this month, two more. And so I love y'all. Can't wait to connect with you and just keep it moving.
Hey, and I always end every show. Shouts out to Daryl for giving me this show and letting me talk because he knows I can do this forever. Season two, which is dope because I really didn't know if it was just going to be like an episode or two. I'm going to do like 100 of these. And shout out to Enoch Flow Records. I think they've been sponsoring the show. And Get 'Em J, I think, is like been working on the show too. So appreciate everybody. I'll see y'all next time.
Thank you for joining us. Remember, you can help us by liking, sharing, commenting, and subscribing. For all of the YouTube listeners, make sure you hit the alert notifications. Also, if you would like to donate a monetary blessing, go to the description located inside our Anchor link or our PayPal link. The donations will help our growth regarding better equipment so that we can spread the word of God even further. Thank you again, and until next time, God bless.